A lot of wealth building, quite frankly, is behavioral psychology,
Huh.
right? So a
Interesting.
lot of it goes back to our mindset and
Yeah.
how our mind is working, what our plan is, our strategy is for the long term,
Yeah.
and whether we're adhering to that plan or not.
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us again on Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast. I am super excited to introduce my friend and guest, Lex Michelson. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Tori, and thank you so much for having me on today.
I am so excited to talk with you about all things wealth and money and finances and how we tie that into visibility.
Likewise, I can't wait to dig
So
in.
tell us, let's first, for the people who don't know you, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what inspired you to get into this line of work.
Definitely. So I am the founder and owner of Luneo Wealth Management. I am based in Cedar Rapids, Iowa currently. However, I spent a good chunk of my career out in Denver. And with that said, what inspired me to get into this line of work truly was my family. So I was born into financial services. I grew up witnessing those interactions between clients and the advisor through my father, and really just moved out to Denver after graduation and push comes to shove, and I ended up at Schwab, and the rest is history.
Well, and I think one of the things that I'd love, obviously, based on your business, because I know you focus on women in your business as an audience, I'd love to tie in not only visibility and wealth and how those go hand in hand, but also when women understand their finances early, how that can make them so much more successful and unstoppable in their business.
Oh my goodness, 100%. I think it's so important. I mean, knowledge is power,
Yeah.
right? And when we are able to articulate and understand what needs to happen on that financial side, that can compound, similar to compounding interest, right? Can
Yeah.
compound so quickly to be able to leverage and lift you to success much quicker than the alternative.
Yeah, and what are some of the ways that you help women align money with meaning, because I know that's a big thing for you, is like the purpose behind things.
Yes, I think going into what their goals are throughout their life and beyond, right? I like to say I do life planning, not solely retirement planning, because we should be living our life
Yeah.
now through retirement and then beyond. When you think of legacy planning, charitable giving, maybe generational legacy, things of that nature too.
Yeah.
So I'm getting chills even talking about it. I love digging into the nitty-gritty of what a client's goals are, what really drives them, and what they're excited about throughout their life. And then we kind of reverse engineer that back and go, okay, let's look at the numbers and see, can we make all of these goals happen? And if so, how do we make those happen monetarily with easy, digestible bite steps along the way?
Yeah. What are some common maybe mindset blocks or misconceptions that you think women have around finances?
Oh, that's a good one, Tori. I think, first off, I think we are told from a very young age that we are not good with money. that we are not, you know, not good at numbers, not good at math, what have you, this like social conversation of just the lack, right? And the shame surrounding it. That's something that I want to abolish right off the bat. If someone comes through my door or virtually, right, through my screen, I want to say, you know, this is a safe space. You are never, it's never too early to start. And a lot of my industry is, you know, you don't want to say absolutes, but truly, it's never too early to start. And you don't need to be wealthy to start your path. I think
I love
that's
that.
a really big misconception too, is that especially women, we are so much, I mean, we see that women, when it comes to jobs, right, we will wait until we have 9 of the 10 things on the job description to apply. And our male counterparts will have like 2, and they're like, oh, I got this. And it's the same with investing and with wealth for women, right? We frequently will maybe stash money away in a savings account or under our mattress or what have you, right? Until we have what we think is a good amount of wealth before we invest. We should be investing right off the bat. But again, I will say with the caveat that you need to make sure you have a plan in place. Again, I very much so believe in leading with planning, because if you don't have that plan in place, you're kind of just throwing spaghetti at a wall, right?
Totally. I think something that I talk about often and shared openly when I started my business, I'm a marketer, right? So I know marketing, that's my creative, that's my craft. And so I started my business with a lack of business specific knowledge, like how to start a business, how to grow a business, the economics of business. And the financial side was something that I have been learning since my start of my business. And so I really feel like, you know, opening people's eyes to, like you said, it's never too soon to start planning or making a plan, because once you start a business, especially for us women entrepreneurs, we need to have the holistic, long-term picture, right? And what does that look like when it comes to finances? Like, we may start with, you know, a few dollars in our account, or we may start with some funding. There's going to be some variations, but how can we position ourselves to save, to invest, to grow, and to still, you know, pay ourselves our worth? And so I think it's, I'd love to hear maybe your perspective of a starting business and what are some of those financial markers or thoughts that we need to have in mind.
Definitely. I think, you know, it's not necessarily a hard and fast rule, but I do think once you start making revenue, right, and you are seeing that positive inflow, really take a moment, take a step back and go, okay, I am going to prepare for retirement and some of these other goals as well, and speak to a professional. There are a myriad of retirement account options. So we can go into SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, individual 401ks, specifically for entrepreneurs, right? There are all these different options. It can be really overwhelming. So that's why I say talk to a professional. However, when you hit that, you know, where you're cruising along, I would say get on the ball really, really soon thereafter. And I say that because, I mean, think about like the traditional W-2 job. You get the job, you sign the papers, you are thrust a 401k document, you sign it and you set it up, and it's magically just, you don't even think about it, right? It's, it just goes into the account every paycheck. You almost want to have that same mentality of, okay, now we have positive inflow. Let's get something going to protect us for the future moving forward. And again, there's no guarantees, right? Investing is always moving. It's like, the markets are always fluctuating. There's always some volatility, but we do see historically that that long-term is, it evens out to a gain of roughly 8 to 10%, depending on what you're looking at. That number comes from the S&P 500. But again, there's no guarantees. So that as well, I think kind of is almost a turnoff for a lot of women, you know, because they're going, okay, well, if I'm not guaranteed this, then why would I do it? But in the long run, that's why you work with a professional to help guide you through those bouts of volatility,
right?
So that you can ultimately reap the reward down the road.
What about like the difference? You're talking about investing, right? And how investments can build wealth over time. What about like diversifying your investments, like a traditional, you know, long-term account where you invest monthly and it's, you know, based on the market and all that stuff. I know that people do real estate investments. Like, what are maybe some different ways that you've seen female entrepreneurs use investment or ways of investing to build that wealth over time?
Definitely. And I think, Tori, you hit it right on the head, right? You want to look into diversification more often than not. And that can mean a handful of things. Again, you know, it could mean diversifying your portfolio of investments, because when we think back down to the nitty gritty, a stock or an investment vehicle is going to be an ownership in a part of a company. You know? So you're investing in a whole lot of different companies if you're in ETFs or mutual funds or even a wide variety of stocks, right? So I think taking that piece, also considering the fixed income piece, again, depending on where you're at in life. And again, I'll take a moment to plug working with the professional to have some assistance with that. But again, with the diversification of maybe you don't just want to focus on the stock market or on fixed income, but you do also want to look at real estate investing, maybe other businesses, small businesses. That's another one that I've seen, just private equity. If you're an accredited investor. So again, it just kind of depends. There are also alternative investment options you can look at. So really, again, I can't necessarily give any advice.
There's
because
so many options, right?
Very educational based here, yes. But there are a vast amount of options. I mean, it's almost overwhelming, right? But that's why you want to work with someone in your corner. And I will say, if it's not myself, that is a-okay, but I'm going to say my couple tips. I would recommend, I don't know that I can necessarily say recommend, but I would
suggest,
highly advise, I would suggest, yes, looking for a fiduciary, which means that is someone that's legally bound to do what's in your best interest as the client. And then potentially looking at someone that's fee only.
Oh, okay.
So the difference between what fee only and not fee only means, in probably like the quickest way I can state it, there are two ways that advisors get paid: fees and commissions.
Okay.
So it could be a flat fee or a percentage of assets, right?
Yeah.
That would be a fee. Commissions are things like insurance. Let's say, for an example, I sell an insurance policy. I get an upfront commission from the insurance provider for selling that policy upfront. So I'm not taking, you know, recurring, but it's a pretty substantial amount upfront, right?
Yeah.
You want to have someone that's fee only, because there is somewhat inherently a conflict of interest there. Right. Because if I, as the advisor, know, oh, if I sell you something with a commission, I get more payment up front. That's, come on now.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That goes, you know, so that would be my two tips, I guess, is if you are looking for an advisor, I would say fiduciary and fee only.
Love
Those
that.
Are two good ones.
Yeah. And I think, you know, just listening to you talking about this, I think what the key element is that there's so many opportunities out there.
Oh my goodness.
And I think that's what is really important for female entrepreneurs to hear, is that, you know, there's opportunities out there. We may not know of them, right? But there are people like you who, even just a quick call, can really help you understand possibilities, opportunities. And then, you know, that can lead to, you know, actually working with somebody like you or whoever else. to put that plan in place that's specific to what your needs are. But I think the key is that there's so much out there that we just have to educate ourselves, connect with the right people, and learn about where we need to go that's specific for our business.
I 100% agree. I think one thing to add on top of that too is find someone, especially if all of this is very overwhelming and new, right? Find someone that's not going to make you feel a type of way being in their office or in their virtual office, right?
Yeah.
Like that is something that as a woman in this industry for almost 10 years now, that is something that I have seen time and time again is, you know, women have been treated not the best.
Yeah.
And frequently, I mean, at the end of the day, you're paying for a service,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You should be treated as the payer of the service, and it should be,
Yeah.
you know. So I don't know. That's my thing is if you want to work with a man, great, right? But just vet him thoroughly because I want the best for anyone that's listening to this podcast, right? I
Yeah.
want you to feel comfortable and feel like you can ask questions
Yeah.
because, again, you're paying for the service.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I want to talk a little bit more, touch more on the visibility and money connection. Obviously, we're here, we talk about visibility, but so from your perspective, how does a woman's willingness to be seen, visible, right, influence her ability to build wealth and be successful in her business?
Oh, that's a really good question, Tori. I think it depends. Again, you know, depending on how willing you're wanting to be seen can really play a factor in your wealth. And I think it goes back to, okay, if you're willing to be seen in business and your business thrives from that, then your wealth
Grows.
theoretically would
Yeah.
thrive and grow as well. However, if you don't start with that plan in place, and let's say you are growing and you're in a lot of visibility in all the right rooms, but maybe you're spending it or it's just going in one way and out the other, that can happen quickly too.
Very
So
good point.
having that plan in place, I think is going to be key because it's a lot of strategy
Yeah.
and a lot of wealth building. Quite frankly, is behavioral psychology,
Huh.
right? So
Interesting.
a lot of it goes back to our mindset and
Yeah.
how our mind is working, what our plan is, our strategy is for the long term,
Yeah.
and whether we're adhering to that plan or not.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we see folks, specifically women, have these ties to money that are rooted in childhood, and they can come, quite frankly, from experiences that they saw from their parents or experiences that they went through, right? And some of those, some at times are negative, and that carries with us as we progress. So it's important to have that understanding of, okay, this is maybe how I'm relating my mindset to money now, but how can we shift that so it's positive and preparing you for success in the future?
Yeah, I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the next generation of women leaders.
Yes.
So what do you hope that they carry forward when it comes to wealth and confidence and self-trust around money? I know we kind of had a side conversation about the next generation.
Yes.
But what are your perspectives?
So one of the tidbits we were chatting about prior to the podcast today was that the wealth gap increased in the last year, right? And we are seeing this go backwards. And I think for the next generation, I would, and well, let me backtrack before I get into that. We did see as well for ChatGPT, I'll quote my source there, that the young professionals actually are not seeing that wealth gap slide back. They're seeing it be at 95 cents to the dollar versus 80 roughly cents to a dollar.
Yeah.
And so because of that, what I want for the next generation, Tori, is to have them feel confident in their financial skill sets, having the financial literacy to go, okay, this is my plan. Let's stick to it and let's grow our wealth to become independent, to become a business owner, to become what have you, financially free, right? Those are things that I want the next generation to just have this like superior confidence in, right? And if I can help facilitate that in any way, like that would fill my cup so far.
So, one final question for you. What is a financial habit that changed your life?
Oh my golly, that's a really good question too. I think the biggest financial habit that has changed my life is having what's called a money date with myself. I don't do this as often as I personally would like. I think I would like to say once a month. Sometimes it runs into a month and a half for me every 2 months, but regardless, taking the time to sit down, really go through your expenses, go through your income, go through the inflows and outflows, right? See what those daily things are, what's adding up, what maybe is something that you can take out or something to add, right? So I think having those money dates and really just seeing the nitty-gritty of it is something that changed my financial habits quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, and that's visibility of your finances.
Yes, exactly. Full circle.
Full circle there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lex, it has been so great chatting with you. How can people get in touch with you or connect with you?
Yes. So I am on almost all social media platforms at Lunea Wealth. So that's LuneaWealth. Or you can find me at my website, www.luneawealth.com.
Awesome. And then I'm assuming social platform, LinkedIn or Instagram, which one's your favorite?
I absolutely adore LinkedIn. I do utilize Instagram as well. But I'm an avid LinkedIn user. I don't know that there's a term for that necessarily, but I love connecting with folks. I think it's so empowering, especially other women. Because again, there's only so many of us in this zone, right, of business, and it's always fulfilling to connect with another female entrepreneur.
Well, amazing. It has been so great chatting with you. It's always fun. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and expertise.
And thank you again for having me, Tori.